Qantas is under pressure over the discovery of a crack in the wing structure of at least one of its 737 aircraft, but the airline is rejecting calls to ground all of its 737s as it continues inspections of the fleet. Qantas and aviation experts say the discovery of cracks in a plane's structure is an example of the system working to keep passengers safe. Isabel Rowe reports.
As Qantas engineers rush to inspect the airline's older 737s for cracks, aviation experts are not particularly alarmed.
Cracks do appear in older planes.
Stephen Fankhauser is deputy chair of the aviation department at Swinburne University.
If not rectified, it would become a danger or a problem.
The crack that's causing concern was found during a routine inspection suggested by Boeing after it discovered cracks on the same model elsewhere. The breakages are happening on an area of the plane called the pickle fork.
And it basically connects the, if you like, the circular fuselage at a particular point to the spar that's at the rear of the wing. So it is like a fork.
After it found the fault, Qantas hurriedly started a check on its other planes overnight, and the Airline Engineers Union says a second aircraft has cracked. The secretary of the Australian Licensed Aircraft Engineers Association, Steve Pervinus, says it should be enough for Qantas to ground its whole 737 fleet.
Until such time that Qantas can establish which aircraft are safe and which aircraft aren't.
But Qantas Fleet Safety Captain Debbie Slade is adamant the situation is under control.
I think it's completely unnecessary. Boeing have confirmed that our aircraft and the age of our aircraft, they don't need to be inspected for another 1,000 cycles, which equates to about 7 months. But we've made a really conservative decision to inspect our aircraft, and the inspections will all be completed by tomorrow morning.
She's backed up by a former head of safety at Qantas, Jeff Dell, who is now an aviation investigation expert at the Central Queensland University.
Qantas always seems to get criticised when they find things, and in my opinion, they're probably amongst the best at going looking to find things, and that's the reason why they're at the top of the heap.
Qantas is not the only airline with Boeing 737s. A spokeswoman for Virgin Australia says it has 19 aircraft that met the threshold for inspection and there were no issues. Swinburne University's Stephen Fankhauser has confidence in Australia's airline safety system.
This is why we have a maintenance regime and we report cracks when they're found. So it's really showing that the system is working.
And it's not necessarily a case of bad engineering on Boeing's behalf?
No.
Asked if she believes the cracking issue with Boeing aircraft will affect confidence in the brand, Qantas Captain Debbie Slade says it could.
Oh, look, quite possibly, but just want to confirm that the 737 MAX issue is completely separate. We don't operate any of the MAX aircraft.
Qantas is expected to release its latest findings after the inspection finishes tomorrow morning. Jeff Dell is urging travellers not to worry about safety.
The 737 fleet's safer today than it was yesterday in that respect.
Former head of safety at Qantas, Jeff Dell. Our reporter there was Isabel Rowe.